From the studios of Books in Motion, this is Cameron Byerly reading Landon Snow, Book 3, Landon Snow and the Island of Arcanum, by R.K. Mortensen. Chapter 1. Landon lightly gripped the pads on his thighs and tensed, awaiting the quarterback's cadence.
Blue, 22! Blue, 22! Hut! 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 Hut!
Landon bolted forward, positioning his arms to receive the ball against his belly. As the ball struck his gut, Landon clamped his arms down, squeezing his hands over the ends of the ball. He continued moving forward, lowering his head and shoulders for the charge. The offensive line did their work and opened a hole in the defense. Landon darted up the middle, running through the lane. The goalposts came into view 50 yards away, and Landon raised his upper body for the run, cradling the football in his left arm. Sensing movement on his right flank, stomping, breathing, grabbing, Landon tucked the ball into his belly again and curled over it as he plummeted to the earth. "Oomph," he said, as he struck the ground. A body lay on top of him. Pads clicked as the tackler stood, but not before wrapping Landon's helmet and taunting him.
"You're too slow, Landon Snow. I gotcha."
Landon smiled despite himself. "Jake," he muttered to the dirt beneath his face mask,
"I'll beat you next time."
He knew Jake from Cornhusk Trail Elementary School, where they had been classmates. Now Landon was at Winterwild Middle School, while Jake was across town at rival Tangle River. Landon had made the first down.